Hi, my name is Sidhu Pal, and I'm an engineer in Microsoft Teams, here to talk to you about how to extend Microsoft Teams. I'm sure you already know what is Microsoft Teams, but in case you missed the announcement, Microsoft Teams is a new chat-based collaboration workspace in Office 365. Microsoft Teams allows the team members to communicate in real time and keep everyone in the know. All team members can see and contribute to the team chat and see chat history at any time to recall past discussions and decisions. You also have the ability to create private one-on-one chats and group chats with a small set of people. You've also got notifications for at mentions, replies, and likes, interop with Skype for Business, audio-video calls, and a lot more stuff. As a developer, you have three options to extend Microsoft Teams right now: tabs, bots, and connectors. You can build a custom tab to allow the team to work directly with the tools and data provided by your service within a channel's context and to have conversations around them. Here's a screenshot of Zendesk tab. In this example, recently updated tickets view was brought into customer accounts channel to make it easy for team members interested in customer accounts to find information about recent tickets in Zendesk and discuss them, all without leaving Microsoft Teams. You can also build bots using Microsoft Bot Framework to allow your customers to interact with your service through conversations inside Microsoft Teams. Not only can you send plain text messages, but also formatted messages and cards, as shown in the screenshot here, to make it easy for users to consume the information and take action on it. I'll be showing code for a custom bot shortly. You can also build a connector to push useful information from your service into channels inside Microsoft Teams. We ship with numerous connectors out of box for various popular services, including Trello, GitHub, Asana, VSTS, but it is possible for you to write a connector for your own service as well. So let's switch to some real product demos. All right, so let's start with tabs. In this case, I have a tab created already in my channel, and the tab is showing a planner board. So if you use Planner, you would know that it has the concept of buckets, and I can basically create items, move them around between buckets, all without having to leave Microsoft Teams. I can also have conversations on the board here without, again, having to leave Microsoft Teams. So now let's look at connectors. So I have a channel created here which has Bing News connector in it, and this connector is posting news about Microsoft Teams. So it is possible for you to create connectors just like this as well. As for bots, perhaps the best example we have is TBot, which is a product help bot that ships with Microsoft Teams. It is possible to ask any question related to a feature inside Microsoft Teams, and then TBot would reply telling you how to actually use that feature. So in this case, let's say I want to find out how to send a private message to somebody. So TBot replies with instructions on how to do that. So TBot was built using Microsoft Bot Framework, and it is possible for you to build bots just like this. Now let's switch to code and look at a bot that's actually written using Bot Framework and step through it and see what's happening. So meet Chuck Norris Bot, which is a fun little bot that was built using Bot Framework. So let's use the bot to see what it does. So I send hello to the bot, and the bot replies with a welcome message, and there's an action on it, so I go ahead and take it. And then the bot replies with a joke right here. So in this case, what you're seeing is a thumbnail card, and let's see how it's actually working under the covers. So let me go back to Visual Studio and enable breakpoints. And let me click on the welcome message. So in this case, the first thing the bot wants to do is replying with a typing indicator. So the way you do that is call create reply on the incoming activity, and then set the type of activity you want to reply with. In this case, that happens to be the typing indicator. And then we reply with the typing indicator back right away. So at this point in the client, you would see that the bot is typing. So now we want to figure out what kind of reply we actually want to send from the bot, and that's based on the contents of the message we just received. So let's go inside Get Reply Attachment, And over here, we can see that we're checking the type of the message first and then checking its text. If it happens to be the trigger for us, then we go ahead and reply with the actual card, which contains a Chuck Norris joke in it. So let's go ahead and see how that is happening. So the first thing we're going to do is fetch a random joke from chucknorris.io. So we use HTTP client to do that. We deserialize the response we received from the site, and then we're going to create a card out of it. So we already got the response from that API, and now we're creating a thumbnail card. So thumbnail card has various properties on it, and in this case, we're setting title, text, an image, and some buttons and a tap action. So the button in this case basically allows your bot to say, what do you want to happen when the user clicks on the button? So in this case, the bot wants to get a reply back. So the action type is I am back. And the bot is able to say that I want this label to be shown on the button. And when the user actually clicks on the button, I want this message to be sent back into the conversation. So that value in this case, the message that you want to get back is I need facts. And that's the trigger right here on which we want to actually reply with a joke. So we go ahead and do that. We create an attachment, and then we create a reply activity, which has that attachment. And then we post that to the conversation. And we would see that got posted into the conversation. So in this case, you're able to see how a bot is able to use reply activities, is able to post messages into the conversation, and use thumbnail cards. Well, I hope this short overview of the extensibility capabilities of Microsoft Teams gets you excited to dig further. Here's where you can go to learn more about how to build tabs, bots, and connectors. There's a lot more coming, and we're just getting started. We're looking forward to what kind of new experiences you are going to build to take advantage of the opportunities presented by Microsoft Teams. Please reach out to us on Stack Overflow in case you have questions, and thanks for watching.